And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Things they used to do, tell us how they used to groove and think, through the songs of Rick and script. They say our generation lost our roots and think, there's a part of me that wants sing, it's only grew up on it. They Rick and script going and they try to put it in our coffin, if this thing give you that feeling. Where Rick and script going, then we're going down, we're going to jump around and sing songs by ancient mind and think.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 22nd of January, 2026, and you are on the clock with Don't Watch Nothing Green. That's what we doing right here, right? Like, I just want to be a part of the crew, the crowd. I just want to belong. I want to feel normal with the other people, them. We ain't watching nothing, right? That's the zeitgeist. That's the vibe, right? Anyway, you're on the clock, and here we go. Let me remind you of our T-shirt and magazine recycling drive. Let me remind you of the Loyalist Farquharson Will competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago, and the Hannah Hasty Tynes General Meeting, next week, Thursday, the 29th of January, 2026, 7 p.m., St. John's Auditorium. If you have a Hannah Hasty Tynes friend and you feel to pinch them, this is your time. Pinch them and remind them, hey, your family having a meeting. You should go out. And we will be sharing the most recent an update for the family reunion details. It'll be a pleasure to see all of y'all at St. John's Auditorium, 7 p.m., Thursday, the 29th of January. Also on that night, look here, I so torn. On that night, the Anatole Rogers Memorial Lecture Series, this year's annual lecture, will be taking place Thursday, the 29th of January, 7 p.m. at the Harry Seymour Library. We're going to learn more about that tomorrow. A quick housekeeping note. Somebody has begged the world to ask the Ministry of Works, who put the rubber speed bumps up on West Bay Street? Who put them up? That's where I'm starting. Who put them up? I got to go drive out there and get a sense of how they work, how they feel, because maybe we need them. Maybe we need them across the island. But first, we need to determine who put them up, why they put them up. Why was this the choice versus the standard speed bump design? And then the questions, when are you going to put the lights up, right? Because you should have lights. Because they use the reflective tape and paint. They use the reflective paint. Lights there, where you have those speed bumps. Okay, we got lots to talk about. I almost told Dwight to go on for another hour because the conversation was interesting. Listening to the back and forth with the hosts and the text was also interesting. So today is going to be full of headlines, full of things in the news. Here's what I prepared for today. Now, and then we'll talk about what's in the headlines. Yesterday, I saw a story about the region. St. Kitts and Nevis agrees to take U.S. migrants, but says no Haitians allowed. This is the Miami Herald. This is from the 13th of January, 2026. It appears that at this point, six CARICOM countries have agreed to accept migrants deported from the United States of America, Antigua and Barbuda, Belize, Dominica, Guyana, St. Kitts and Nevis, and St. Lucia. They've announced that they've entered into an agreement with Washington to accept migrants. On Sunday, St. Lucia's recently re-elected Prime Minister, Philip J. Pierre, a non-binding memorandum of understanding, close quotes, with the U.S. to potentially accept certain, quote, third country nationals, close quotes, deported by the Trump administration. It's an interesting development. Extremely interesting development. So, all the Caribbean countries have negotiated their own conditions for accepting refugees deported from the U.S. who cannot return to their countries of origin. But only Antigua has publicly detailed the parameters governing its agreement with the U.S. According to a letter Antigua's government wrote to Senior State Department official Michael Kozak, the Caribbean country says it will only consider taking in designated refugees under U.S. law or registered asylum seekers with pending non-frivolous applications recognized by U.S. authorities who have no criminal convictions other than immigration status offenses, have no pending criminal charges, are not subject to sex offender registration, are not on terrorism, organized crime, or sanctions lists, and are not otherwise excludable on security grounds. Individuals must also possess a certified skill or professional license recognized by the relevant regulatory authorities of Antigua and Barbuda and have at least basic working proficiency in English. There's no mention of nationality in the letter, and status will be granted for no more unless mutual consent is given for an extension. So I thought that was very interesting. For the last several years, I've been following global discussions about the UK-Rwanda migrant plan, and then what arose shortly after that, what the U.S. media described after the 2022 L.A. summit, what the U.S. media described as the lily pad plan that would use Caribbean countries to hold migrants while their immigration status is being processed, or their request is being processed. We've been talking about it for years and years and years. That's like 3 years. Yeah, 2.5 years we've been talking about it on the show, and it seems that we are seeing it come to fruition. Six CARICOM countries have already signed on. The Bahamas' name was not included in that list, and I wondered why. But I wonder about a lot of things. That's not necessarily the discussion I wanted to have today, except to say, for those who are concerned about a shift in demographic, that there is only one sure and sound solution in this entire world. There's only one sure and sound solution to preserve your culture, and that is you have to live it. To preserve your heritage, you have to document it and share it widely with everybody who is described by what you're sharing. That is the only way to do it. And so today we're going to be playing some music as we go in and out of the headlines, because I want to remind y'all, like, because that's the easiest thing for us to do, is to live our culture. It's nothing more depressing than moving throughout town, Bay Street town, tourist town, and hear foreign music playing all the time. All the time. In every venue. But this is the Bahamas. Why are we not playing Bahamian music? And we have so much fabulous Bahamian music. We have so much Bahamian music that even the DJs haven't heard all of it. I'm about to be 50, and I bet you I could listen to Bahamian music for the rest of my life and still only listen to Bahamian music and not hear all of it, not complete the catalog. So we're making... The Bahamas is not the only country grappling with the issue of immigration and migration. Surely we're not the only ones, right? And the crises that we are experiencing did not occur in a vacuum. It is also about our inability or our unwillingness to respond to changing global dynamics, as well as changing internal dynamics. So I wanted to talk about that a bit today, but these headlines. So we're going to start by going to the text line. Aaron, I already did my investigation and called the Ministry of Works. They confirmed that they installed the speed cushions, not speed bumps, near Old Fort Bay as a pilot initiative. Remember when I was telling y'all about majority rule and democracy, right? And a good test, a modern day test, whether we are experiencing true like majority rule and real democracy, is to make an assessment of the of how national resources are allocated. Why was Old Fort Bay chosen for the pilot initiative? What about Munnings Road? What about Munnings Road? Wouldn't that have been a more fitting space for the pilot initiative? What about Elizabeth Estates that have speed bumps as high as Mount Alvernia? What about in front of the schools? Every school could have been a pilot space. Because that's where we need to slow the cars down, right? In front of the schools, where poor children have to walk to and from. Thank you, Hector. Thank you for sharing that. Here's another text. Antigua is not on the list of 75 countries with revised U.S. immigration restrictions. All right, so they're not. Okay. That is interesting in and of itself, but let's clarify here. Remember, the list of 75 countries, that doesn't include tourist visa, right? And I don't think it includes student visa. It is for people who want to become a resident, right? You want to get a green card, you want to become a permanent resident, you want citizenship. That's the focus. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Hey, good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You turned on your radio?
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Hey, right, what was your question? What's your favorite Behemoth song? So, I mean, please, in God's name, in Jesus' name.
Don't say that.
Say, who put the pop pepper?
I was just about to say, don't say the one by Ronnie Butler.
No, don't.
That's not my. Listen, it's a hard pick, right? Because if the good Lord by Nita. Right? If the good Lord by Nita, Bahama Rock.
Oh, my Andrews. You like that one? Oh, my
Andrews.
Hold on.
That part right there. Oh, my Andrews. She wake. Andrews,
yeah,
and she
one.
Wake. There, that part right there, that is sweet. That's something special, right? Elon Musk is a special, what still is in our hearts.
Lay low and Bimini,
you over that one. Lay low and Bimini, I appreciate it. I like that one, but I like it for the story that it's telling. And I wonder, right, like that one, and if you can't find your friends in Nassau, they in Freeport or they in jail. The storytelling said, they the ones I like. But look here, I got another caller on the line. What's your favorite?
What's my favorite?
Uh-huh.
I think, oh, my Andrews.
I got you.
She wake.
Oh,
yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah. I agree. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Allow me to make a contribution, then I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, it's me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, only the heritage we have, right? Or not the heritage, but the culture we have is... It's the language we speak, which is English. So English is our culture. Like, you know what I mean? London is our culture in a way. So, you know, we eat our food with French fries and hamburger and things. So you understand me. And then when you talk about the article about the English speaking and being able to be. Have so much of the language that you emigrating to. We have a great problem with that in the Bahamas with the Haitians. I mean, not discriminating them, because I don't believe like to be a nationalist, right? It's like, you, I don't know if you realize that Hitler was a nationalist. You know, the Nazis were nationalists.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Being a nationalist ain't a good thing.
I got you.
You understand me? It's not a good thing, you know, and Christian nationalists as well. They were supported by the Christians. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So this nationalist thing and this culture thing, man, culture wars in the Bahamas. And you know what I mean?
Would you say culture what?
Thank you.
Hold on, would you say culture evolves?
Yeah, culture evolves.
No problem. You know what I mean? Just checking.
You know, in other words, you have people come here from all over. Same, that's just the United States. All you know, there's just no thing as American culture. You know what I mean? You got Italians, you got Irish, you got, you know what I mean? That's culture.
All right, I got you.
So, you know, this just the various.
I got you.
Black ones, I mean, all the Indians in this small country, they didn't dare die out a long time. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
I got you. I don't know why you want to do it like that, because you say such interesting and important things, but you don't want nobody to interrogate you or engage you about it. So, caller, just before I start with you, we got to go back to the English we speak. You mean like Bahamian dialect and Bahamian standard English, the food we eat and consume. And I, too, agree that nationalism is dangerous, right? Because it's a construct created and constructed outside of ourselves. But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. I'll just use some Bahamian colloquialism and say that, you know, when you look at this headline this morning, you know, and this deafening silence.
Bahamas infected with corruption?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I would say that our government is trifling, you know,
mm-hmm.
playing a dangerous game. You know, there's no time. The other country is negotiating. You see what's going on in New York with these cases. All of these senior officials getting caught up. I wouldn't say all, but some of the officials getting caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Senior police officers, defense force, and you see immigration. And all of our armed forces has been named, I mean, in terms of this shit. And for someone to hit you a sucker punch like that, and you don't say nothing, it raises some serious questions. You know, it's the election year, and everybody is trying to get elected. I can understand that they are busy. They are busy working, you know. But my point is, Aaron, we can't let this go unanswered. I would have expected a responsible government to invite all of the relevant agencies in our joint collaborative press conference to address these concerns.
Yeah.
Whatever happened, Aaron, to the senior government official that was also in sealed indictment.
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen
a statement from our officials asking the U.S. to clarify as much as possible, given the national security and the judicial implications, to whether, you know, whether this is just a statement or this is something that we need to be aware of? Now, mind you, I don't know if a statement like that would be made public. But
right.
Certainly there are things we should hear and things that we should see to indicate that those who are responsible take the critique that has been laid on the table seriously.
You know, when you look at, I mean, I thought Roka was cooperating with those individuals, but it just goes to show, you know, once you have already given them the information that they want, you see how they treat you? And this man is terminally ill. You see how bad they belittling him and dealing with him. I mean, it's humiliating, it's embarrassing, but the bottom line is we need to hear from one of our most talkative foreign affairs minister, Fred Mitchell, need to speak. Me and Monroe need to speak. They need to find out where are we in our investigations. Is the government doing any investigation on trying to identify who this senior government official is? You know of anything about it? You're a media,
If they invite me. You know they don't invite me nowhere. Go on. I'm a jabroni.
You have a big audience there.
I know, but I'm just a talk show host, right? Like, I ain't getting no invitation to go nowhere.
Okay, then, but the journalists, the reporters, you heard about any press conference? How far are we in the advancement stage?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just waiting on the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To reveal their source?
But listen,
you can't function like that.
I got another caller on the line, but I wish I could, I could read it, the note I made this morning. Can someone ask the PLP chairman to ask the Minister of Foreign Affairs to look here for a moment? That's, I had it right there. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Caller. Let's go to the next caller quickly.
Yes. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good morning, sir. How you do? Sorry, I was flashing down at one text.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a few questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
A question we have to ask ourselves. Since our era of corruption in the 80s, that we in governance, we had this human endemic thing, and we had this culture of bringing in the sunshine and Hubert Ingram for those 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you begin to look as we slowly slide back into those follow years, we can follow the trend of the broken glass type of environment where we're going back, slip back into what we say our natural nature. Now, you talk about this endemic corruption across all of our institutions, and it comes through leadership. So you hear in our leadership where they defend things. You hear where people begin to use arguments that they are not. We are not as corrupt as the other people who is accusing us of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you as an activist, right? Imagine a defense that could be used that I beat my wife, but not as bad as the neighbor beat his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is a serious problem. Now ask yourself this though: there is thousands of cases over the last few decades that evolved out of or involved in Kiosk the Bahamas. And let's use this case we have in the newspaper today. He wants to come home. Imagine this. He has committed some crimes against the state, giving evidence you could almost call treasonous.
Mm-hmm.
But he has confidence to demand to go back to the Bahamas, where you would say in treason was the only sentence, death, that he would say, no, send me back there so I could do my time. There are thousands of cases that has evolved in the U.S. or through the Bahamas. Is the crimes that happened there is also crimes in our country that no one has ever charged or brought up or any information exchange is all part of our disclosure system? Is the crime that these individuals within our defense force and other places, are they any form of crimes here in the Bahamas? You know what he did? Is that any crimes? Did he break any crimes, you know, by handling drugs in the airport? Is that a crime here?
I think it is.
That he is not charged or has no fear of being charged in the Bahamas. And then when you begin to look at these individual cases, we act as if, though, every police officer, every defense force officer, every immigration officer is a self-contained unit separate from the police force and these things because it never goes back to show it's part of a system. You have a person, you're trying to tell me, all the people you catch with passport, we don't know who entered their information.
There you go. See, Alan,
okay.
You're making too much sense. I got another caller on the line. You made so much sense just now. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, do you think if the government know or don't know who the next the high-ranking person is, you think they want that deck of cards to start to fall at this time?
Well, no, of course not. No, listen, no matter what, let's take any malfeasance away from it, whatever. That sort of thing is so disruptive. It is so disruptive. And nobody wants that to be true. Nobody wants it to be true because that is far, that's so, you know, even when cuss, disruptive, that it'll be detrimental. Like, it'll stunt our development for 10, 20 years. That's how detrimental that it could happen is. So we all hoping that it's not true, that it's something that somebody said to give themselves credit in the exercise of criminal activity. And it's something that somebody said to gain themselves credit before the courts. That's what we hope, right?
But I would hope that'd be the case too. And if that is the case, and no one know, I think it need to be put on a light status of us being assuming or us feeling bad.
Yeah.
That it is happening, or we have the black eye internationally. I think we need to do something, some sort of way to mitigate against this
discourage
the backlash.
So we can do something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, thank you very much, caller. I can respond to it. I got another caller on the line. I've been taking some notes as the callers go through. Thank you very much. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
The government official that was being accused of being corrupt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
On this particular indictment,
mm-hmm.
has that particular person's name been a part of the indictment?
No, in fact, when you read it, I don't get a sense that a name was shared with the authorities.
Okay. So I hear Behemoth asking the government if they could find out who the person is when the country agency who has said there's a government official didn't release any name to our government who was requesting the name of that particular government official. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, from what I heard just now, that makes sense. Like, how could we give you the information if we don't have it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, you know, some people, like you say, they have a stereo. They'll do anything to bring the government down. It can't be all wrong with no particular government. I mean, governments have to get some things right, and some things its citizens should be able to advise them that what needs to happen, and they should be able to go in Parliament to work towards it, right or wrong?
Yep, right.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so corrupt people versus corrupt systems. Systems. A corrupt system will corrupt can eventually corrupt anybody. A corrupt system will eventually corrupt everybody. Or they have to, or they get out, right? If they stay in it, they will be corrupted. So one of the questions we have to ask is, are we dealing with a corrupt system that continues to corrupt people within it? Or are we dealing with corrupt people that will attempt to take advantage of any system? Right? That's first point. Second point is three plus one layers of corruption. And no, I'm not talking about the Golden Yoke program. Not yet. So first, systems are broken, right? Like systems are corrupt. Systems can be corrupt and thus what they produce is corrupt, right? And then you have the second layer is the people who defend broken systems, like C. Allen was pointing out. The people who defend broken systems, and then you have the people who take advantage of broken systems, right? So that's the three. The plus one is weaponized incompetence. Phone line is ringing, and then we're going to go to the text line. Good morning, caller.
Doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good, thank you.
I'm doing great. Let me make two quick points here, please.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, you talk about corrupt systems and corrupt people.
Mm-hmm.
There are some systems that I would almost go online and say, put my neck on the line and say that there are some systems that did not intend it to become corrupt,
mm-hmm.
but through measures and policies and practices, they became corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some persons who intentionally corrupt systems in order to get the benefit from those systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to look at this dynamic in a number of ways. And then, you know, my last point is, you know, it's really amazing to hear persons talk when their political party's in, it's all flowers and roses.
Mm-hmm.
But when the oppositional parties are those who are opposed to the policies and the trends that the governing party is doing, and you then begin to chastise, break it apart, and pick it apart to show where the disdain for what's going on through policies is like they take offense to it. You know, we as a people, we have to be very careful in how we become hypocrites. You know, how could you pick apart one political party when if you have angst against policies passed by that particular political government, And you come into power, into governance, but you don't do anything about the things, or hardly do anything about the things that you have no better than the persons who perpetrated the nonsense.
Yeah.
And we have these pundits out here who like to attack people because they expose or try to expose some of the things that they notice that is wrong in the governance of this country, and they want to attack you for doing so. But when the shoe is on the other foot, they are the ones out there attacking the same opposition party
mm-hmm.
or opposition government because it's not their government or not their party. But, you know, we have to be very careful. We have a country to build, and all many of us as Bahamians are asking is proper governance be put forward for the betterment of the Bahamas and the Bahamian people. And that's all it is. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing. I see another caller. Y'all don't know how much I even play music today. Let's go to the caller. Then we're gonna go to a break, I guess, producer, and I would beg you to play one of them song on the list. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
All is good. You know, I love God, love the Bahamas, and love my Bahamian people.
Yes.
As I listen to this show, right, and this is some serious things. A caller on Dwight's show this morning said that he traveled. Me passport and the customer officer looking at me like he can walk. See, like I tell people in my chat groups, I say when the Americans or the Canadians or whoever call the Bahamas, say the PIP can walk or the African can walk, they say the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
See, and these people don't understand, man. I don't know wrong with these people. Aaron, I have 80% of my family were civil servants. When I say civil servants, they use defense force, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Some don't retire and they ain't got work. See, my thing is this, man. See, we need to start from the top. You see, and that's why I keep telling y'all, the Moses School, we'll get no blessings as long as we keep putting these people in our house assembly.
Mm-hmm.
80% of them shouldn't be allowed to go in the house assembly because they haven't declared. They start up breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians breaking the law. The civil servants, the PS, the senate actors, they haven't declared. That's constitutional law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But our people are all about worrying about these politicians worshiping this man. I respect some of them, you know. I don't worship man and woman. See, when I got children, grandkids,
mm-hmm.
This is a nephew, brothers and sisters. This is my country. I ain't got nowhere to go, you know.
Yeah.
I remember book 7 years ago when the best commander of the defense force was in there. I wanted to be a reserve defense force officer. I told him, you all don't even have to pay me. Just feed me and get me.
Train me. Yeah.
Right, you know, that's how serious I was. You see, but we playing games in this country. See, we need to. You see, that lady who named, where she from? I think Barbados. She's asked our politicians.
You're
all living on the money. The judges. What happened, y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, we got to fix this country, man. We need to start hanging some people. I hate to say it, but some the same example. We need to start giving some potatoes for the year.
Listen, I want to say, you get me too excited. You get me too excited. Hold on. But you're making sense. But you're making sense.
I ain't got nowhere to go, you know. I ain't got nowhere to go.
This is it. This is all there is.
My train, I ain't got nowhere to go. This country belongs to me. We the ass and set up all these rocks and keys, you know.
Yeah.
We ain't supposed to be paying all the tax. Where your money going, Aaron?
Don't mind what my cousin Charles is saying. Don't mind what my cousin Charles is saying. We the inheritors. Thank you. Listen.
And Aaron, go on.
Yeah, man. Listen. Thank you very much. It's something that gentleman said I want to repeat as we go to the break, producer. He said he called the defense. He wanted to call the defense force and tell them, listen, just uniform me, train me, make sure, right, I live in the barracks. I want to serve. That was me when I was young. My housekeeper who left school in second grade while we was watching the invasion, the beginning of the invasion of Iraq, right? And I asked her, what you could do if Pinlin say it's time to go to war? She said, listen, I go into Andrus, I take in my station and I gather in every conch shell and rock, whatever tools I have, I'm ready to serve. I grow up. You know how many people, young people in this country grow up with that spirit in their heart and it get mashed down. Destroyed. We're going to, producer, what are we going to do? We take the call and then go to the break? We can take the call and then go to the break. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
One play for us. There's a clip with a current Minister of National Security is saying how he used, whether it was loopholes or antiquated laws, to sue the Bahamas government and make money for a good number of years, and now sits as the Minister of National Security. Are there any other things that he would have used or learned, or like someone said, weaponized ignorance that they may be using, or he himself may be using, or overlooking that is untoward in terms of us?
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. I don't want to just let you go like that, but because we got to interrogate that. First of all, you're saying there's a clip where Mr. Monroe said, as a defense lawyer, I have been able to successfully sue the government using laws that maybe other lawyers may not be aware of. And you asking if he has that sort of wisdom and legal acumen.
Aaron, he didn't say that other lawyers aren't aware of.
No problem. Okay, put that on the side.
Laws that are inadequate or loopholes.
I get you.
He have used to sue the Bahamas government numerous of times.
All right.
And have won.
So pause. So you're saying he's an assessment of the jurisprudence. That we got so many old laws, antiquated laws, and loopholes that he has been able to take advantage of them, which is completely ethical in the legal realm, completely ethical, to the benefit of his clients. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But what you're asking is if he and people like him could acumen to assist the country as a whole, as opposed to fulfilling his legal, ethical, statutory obligation to his clients only. That's what you're saying?
I thank you for taking us through the verbal gymnastics of that, Aaron.
You got to say it properly. Thank you, but you got to say it properly. Thank you.
Well, and the thing about it is, right, and like you say it properly, the level of disgust amongst many of us as Bahamians is like we don't care to communicate properly with them who seem to have no regard for us. And
that's why they keep winning. I know.
And it's wrong.
But that's why they keep winning. That's why they keep winning. We have to use the language of the system until we can change the language of the system, and that will change the system
itself. So my prayer and hope is that we're able to, if you can find a clip, I'd love for you to play
it. I can try to find it.
And for us to consider, these are the kinds of people that we're electing to our parliament, and the kinds of people that we need to elect to our parliament, who have a heart for our development as a people and a society, versus these people who are,
I got you. Let's not cast any more aspersions. Listen, you hear this song? You all hear this?
Hey, 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 hey. Bahama rock. Everybody's out there on the dock. They're doing what we call Bahama rock. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yeah. Bahama rock.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried out here, Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns. I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Please, mister, don't touch me, tomato.
Please don't touch me tomato. Touch me yummy pumpkin potato. For goodness sake, don't touch me tomato. Touch me this, you touch me that. Touch me everything I've got. Touch me plum and me apple too. Here's one thing you just can't do.
DJ Overdose, Tico, Zoltan Johnson, Johnny Cake, Shine, why y'all don't take that part right there and sample that? Touch me this and me touch me that. Take that and sample that. Let's bring that back to the world in a new form. Good morning, caller. Welcome to On the Clock.
Yes, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Aaron, you said somebody that, was it Mandel who was casting aspersions? Listen, Maya Angelou said, if somebody show you who they are the first time, believe them. Mr. Monroe has made no bones about where he stands on a lot of legal things, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been there 4.5 years, and he knows these loopholes. He knows the ins and out of government. What is for in Parliament to close these loopholes? Has he done? And he wants to go back for a second term to do nothing?
Mm-hmm. See, what I remember...
asking the people of Freetown to do... And the party, you know, the party who he represents, they can't see that this man has done nothing to move the needle. Now, I know murders, homicides are down, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give no 100% credit to Mr. Monroe. We need legislation. The Attorney General said that he would move... impose stiffer penalty for possession of illegal firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. All them's a bunch of talk. All they do is talk. Play that for me. All they do is talk.
Producer, you hear that? If we could find that one, we could find that one. Thank you very much. In the break, I thought about, how much of our culture can we put in song? I thought about what's going on in Mexico, where musicians in that subculture, the cartel subculture, they make music and they tell the stories about what they're doing, but they get catched like that, right? So how do we tell our entire story out loud when so much of our story is you peep some and you gotta keep some, right? It becomes difficult. I said casting aspersions. I have to hear that clip. I gotta hear the clip. I gotta hear it, and then I gotta read on the surrounding commentary so I could get a real sense of what he was saying. But I will never forget. I will never forget in the article, National Security Minister says sentencing too harsh in sex case involving teen girl. Here's a quote from Mr. Monroe. Quote. Well, let me read the entire thing in case y'all accuse me of casting aspersions. Despite attempts to contextualize the issue as it related to the case of the 14-year-old and her inability to give consent according to the law, Monroe doubled down on his position. This is from Eyewitness News, 1st of April, 2022. Quote, yes, she could give consent. You can give consent from 7 years old. It's just the law says. Having sexual intercourse with somebody under 16, with or without their consent, which tells you that the person can consent, it's just that in law we say it doesn't matter. The article goes on, Monroe insisted that he did not understand the controversy over the issue because having sex with someone under the age of consent, quote, is not rape, close quotes, full stop. So don't worry, I got something right down. We can take this caller. Caller, I got to give you a little short time because I got about 25 texts here I got to read today.
Green, I'm sorry for calling so late.
No problem.
Listen, man, the thing is, to the mitigators and the political dukes, right, there's miles and miles of FBI files. There's a case in which there's a scenario called the company in which a DA, high-ranking officer, a federal, someone in the federal government, and some corrupt police officers, I can't remember which state it was, but it was a big racket from the Everglades all the way up to the north. And so just go and look at it. But the thing is, with America, the difference is, like I'm repeating what Cleaver said, is there are repercussions. Nothing. America has the ability to jail high-ranking officials. We don't see that here in our country. And so the caller who tried to mitigate talking about the name not being given, the question then becomes, did our government ask for the name? He's not in the networks of these negotiations or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Why is it that he thinks that they don't know who it is? If it's a high-ranking official, how many high-ranking officials there are? So, I mean, why are we trying to compare ourselves with one country? Corruption exists everywhere. The question is the repercussions and the implementations to impede it. You know what I mean? Have a good day.
Thank you. It reminds me of the thing the old people used to say, a liar is a thief and a thief is a murderer. Here's some text. We're going through the text line now. Aaron, just how they have hearings in the States by officials, we need a commission of inquiry. Inquiry. I support this. I support it. This is very embarrassing to the Bahamas. All right. Aaron, I live in San Susi and we have useless speed bumps. Notes and Passos pass by going 50 to 60 miles an hour. Okay. No. Those cars, they ain't going to last long. I drive through San Susi. Those cars, they ain't going to last long. Trust that. In fact, if the insurance agents knew what they were doing in those cars, they wouldn't insure them at all. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. Nida is not the original artist for the good Lord. Well, thank you very much. Texter, tell me who the original artist is so we could tell them together, thank you for writing the song. I don't know if I've heard your original version, but what Nida does to the song is just amazing. It's just like how Jay Mitchell take Islands in the Streams and made it the best version ever. Here's another one, but by the way, Aaron, Trinidad and Guyana in the Caribbean and several African countries are not on the U.S. visa list. Remember, this is immigrant visas, so people who want to move there. By the way, the Greenland saga seems to be over and both sides seem to be happy. Okay. All right, then. That's like fighting between husband and wife, I think it'll ever be over. The best Bahamian song is Jimmy Ben, the Tree While It Young, has some very strong meaning, and that's what our leaders need to acknowledge. The tree could still bend while it's old. That's what they need to acknowledge. The tree could still bend while it's old and will bend again. Without a doubt. Will bend again. That's what they need to know. Antigua's on the list of 75 countries I just checked. The 7 CARICOM countries were coerced to take those asylum seekers. I mean, the language is very plain. And we've been talking about it from the 2022 Summit of the Americas. Mind you, that was a Biden administration, right? But the Bahamas said they didn't sign on, but a whole bunch of other countries did already. That's the Biden administration. Here's another text. Here we go. We're going to get through all of these texts. Texas says, why do you allow C. Allen and others to make false statements without challenging it? Nowhere in the indictment did it say drugs in the airport. Rocco was charged with conspiracy. Please stop allowing false statements to go unchallenged. Okay. C. Allen said a lot there. I may have missed that part. Thank you. I don't know why you're rowing me about it. And maybe you just want to row. And that's why I angry read the second text, though, because you're in a rowdy mood. And I'm not calling that man's name while you rowing. There's another text. Ask, you mean Mr. Mitchell, the Minister of Foreign Affairs? Because I wouldn't call him that. This, what you put here, why would the USA give evidence to the very people they should be indicting or to the people to attack the very people they are targeting? So you have a government that can't be trusted. The PLP does what the PLP does because it is the nature of the PLP. Stick a pin there. Stick a pin down. This type of activity takes place no matter which administration has been in, which no matter which party is responsible for the administration of governance, right? So put that aside. We could talk about the PLP as separate, but not in this instance, right? That's the second thing. Like those critical thinking people would understand clearly why the information wouldn't be shared and would understand that that's not an indictment on everybody in the government. Another text. Good day and morning, and thanks for being God's hand extended. You always bring truth to power. You're a great Bahamian. Thank you. I'm trying. I don't know if I'm a good Bahamian, though. Good day, and because of the senior citizens' refusal to relinquish power and the invasion of migrants because of greed, we're faced with a myriad of problems. We have older persons in parliament and public service who are dream killers. Our young people deserve better. Play Pastor Mario Moxie's message on Majority Rule Day. The message is clear. Good morning, Ms. Green. Most of your callers are right about the silence of this government, but in the same vein, most matter because all they want is the PL to be voted out and replaced with the FNM. Let me tell you something. You talk about complicity. If you're talking about corruption, then all of us must be complicit. A liar is a thief, and a thief is a murderer. Y'all have my producer talking to me, eh? Directly to me, right? Us, we're complicit. Do you stop at stop signs completely for 3 seconds, check both ways, make sure it's clear before you go? Do you only turn left on red where there's a sign telling you you could do so? Will you see the whole taxi? Look here, what is wrong with the taxi drivers? Do you ever tell your taxi driver friends, listen, me and you can't go to church together because you, as a mockery to Christ, the foolishness you're doing on the road? We're going to have a deeper talk about it, right? Because the thing we haven't explored yet is how geography dictates culture. We can talk about it. But before you point a finger, remember, it may just be the nature of us. Good morning. Let me add to your story and the other call. I tried to volunteer my services to the DRA under 3 MPs. None of their PS or secretary even entertained me. I heard one even say what he want us to do for him. Let me tell you what he wanted, for you to direct him to the volunteer group. We have a volunteer group. That's what you're supposed to do. Corruption? Minds are a little corrupted. Anyway, the producer ain't stopped telling me about myself yet. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for calling. Thank you for checking the conversation, texter. I try to check everything. You see the callers telling me, let them talk. Y'all have a great day. I can leave it to C.A. Nuri and Guardian Radio AM. So stay tuned, 96.9 FM.
Make me scream, you just talk too much.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.